Pradyumna, I've always wondered what I'd do if I saw a dead body. I assumed that years of playing video games and watching gory movies would have left me somewhat immune to horrors if I were actually faced with them. And in a way they have. Because I don't react at first when I go out to the tent with the others and look up at this body dangling there. The four of us stand there stunned, watching as the water rushes off Archie's mangled corpse and onto the floor of the tent. It is odd to see him like this, so still and silent. I find I'm having to convince myself that it is real. He is a heavy man, and the metal beams holding him bow out, struggling below his weight. It is only a matter of time before one gives way. Hannah cries out first, a low sob that escapes from her and morphs into a sharp wail. Stella turns away from us and throws up violently in the corner of the tent.
"Oh, dear,"
Lottie says. Her hand grips my arm.
"What should we do?"
"Probably just wait for the police," I suggest uselessly. Stella flinches when I say it. I notice this in the deep gash on Archie's head, incongruous with the angle of his fall through the canvas tarping. I watch myself react, feeling strangely empty. It's like I've had my insides scooped out. Typical Pradyumna, I think. Making a man's horrific death all about myself somehow. Stunned, we've shuffled back inside and are gathered in Grafton's kitchen. It is as if, being bakers, we are drawn to his comforting hearth and stacks of mixing bowls, everything in his place. It feels safer in here, with the solid stone walls are holding back the storm. We sit at a long wooden table. Lottie has started a kettle, and it whistles cheerfully on the stovetop. A strangely comforting sign of life in a very dark moment.
"The police should be here soon,"
Lottie asks for the second time. I can see she is a doer in a crisis. She is already looking around the kitchen for something else she can busy herself with, a way to help. "They've been called," Betsy states as though irritated with the question. She is huddled at the far end of the table, away from the rest of us. I find it almost funny that even in a time like this, she feels she must keep herself separate from the contestants.
"Do you think it was an accident?"
Hannah asks. Without all the makeup on, she looks vulnerable, like a different person. "I doubt it. Unless he did it to himself," I say. "But with that shiner on his head, I would expect not." I glance around the kitchen, sizing the others up. None of us exactly fit the profile of a murderer. Clearly Lottie is out. She has no motive or any real relationship with Archie. Stella seems a bit off right now, though she has just seen a corpse. But why was her hair wet earlier? Then there is Hannah and her clearly sexual relationship with Archie, which would hardly make her a killer,
would it?
It's hard to ride someone's coattails when they're dead, isn't it?
"There's no use in speculating," Betsy snaps. "It's grotesque."
I have a flash of memory. The look exchanged between Betsy and Archie after judging today. What was that? I am overcome by weariness and lean my head into my hands. Who'd have known that Archie Morris's death could make me feel so hollow? This place, this experience, it is making me feel far more than I want to. I did not sign up for this. It was meant to be only a bit of a distraction, some baking, something to brag about. I don't need to be here. I realize suddenly. I could be at home in my $8 million apartment with its humidor and walk-in wine cooler, relaxing in front of a nice movie with a container full of weed gummies. I do not need this. If it weren't for the storm, I'd find my keys and drive off into the sunset. Make Week was a fun experiment, and now the party is clearly over. And I hate being stuck at a bad party. Maybe I'm reverting back to the shallow, dumb version of myself. But I don't care. Someone is dead. The only thing I want right now is a very stiff drink. "I'll be right back. Going to look for something." I catch a look from Lottie as I turn to go, a flash of disappointment. "Oh, whatever," I think. What do I owe her anyway? What do I owe any of them?